versus your, again, we're talking about web seminars. We have one-on-one coaching. The coaching programs vary from, we call it a proactive versus a reactive. The proactive is where the coach calls you on a weekly schedule.
Okay.
And that can range anywhere from 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, where they're calling you on a schedule.
Okay.
Now, all of the programs are 1 year in duration. You still have the ability to have access to coaches throughout the year. But just as far as how often they're going to call you and for how long, that's one of the factors there. Web seminars focus purely on e-commerce and affiliate marketing versus web seminars for multiple streams of income as well, like entrepreneurship, personal financial management, personal development. You have quarterly conference calls, group coaching calls, and things like that. So we'll actually build different programs, so it's not a question of the hypothetical. It'll be based on what you actually need.
Okay.
You can see some different programs there. And I guess that's where I would start is, what experience do you have? You say you have quite a bit with online marketing. Tell me what you do know.
Well, I don't do much right now. I just went back and got my degree from college, so I have some off time here. I have a lot of experience in search engine optimization. A really great deal. I own my own SEO company. The thing that I have difficulty with is crossing over from, you know, running a client-side business to, you know, running something that's more affiliate marketing, that doesn't require so much support, something that's kind of self-sustaining a lot of the times, you know, something that I can get the massive amounts of traffic that I'm capable of getting, but at the same time also convert people, looking at, you know, sales copy. I know how to analyze, you know, look at my analytics. I mean, I know a lot of things, but for some reason I haven't been able to translate them into, you know, converting affiliate marketing, you know, leads and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'd say that's a good starting point for you and I to, you know, just kind of, so you know where I'm at. I do have a lot of experience. It's just I'd like to use the experience I have in a different way.
So this SEO company, is that your occupation?
No, I sold it. I haven't owned it for several months now.
Okay. So you don't actually have a current occupation, correct?
No. Right now, I could devote all my time to this.
Okay. So you've done SEO. Have you done much with social media?
Yeah. No. My degree was in advertising, too, from University of Texas. I just graduated this May 18th. So I finally got that degree. It was just something I really wanted to go back and get, regardless of how successful I get in internet marketing or in SEO. I just wanted to make sure that I had a degree, because just as a safety net, especially in this economy, you never know. So University of Texas is one of the top advertising programs in the nation. So we cover, you know, all of the social media and a lot of stuff like that. I've read a lot about social media too. So I don't think I harness it to its fullest ability, but I guarantee I have a much better idea than most people that you would talk to.
Okay. Well, there's three basic phases that an individual would go through if they had no experience, and I'll kind of cover those and see kind of, you know, which steps in there can be bypassed. But the first step is figuring out what the business is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I would say 95% of the people I talk to have no idea what they want to do online. They just know they want to make money. And so to start off, the focus is a critical part, because that's going to determine your demand, your competition, your longevity, your sustainability, your profitability, and all the important factors that are going to help with your SEO and your marketing. If your ratios are off, as you know, if your competition is through the roof and your demand isn't high enough, it's harder to get the spot that you need to on the search engines.
Yeah, it's a hell of a lot harder. Harder doesn't even cover it. Yeah, it's almost impossible sometimes.
So what we need to do is help our students find something that is going to work, but also is in line with their financial goals.
Okay.
Just because you get on a search engine doesn't mean that it's going to make money. You have to make sure that it has a profitability there. And again, that it's not a flash in the pan success, but it is going to be sustainable in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
And we prefer that, you know, when the students go through that part, that phase, that they come up with something that at very least they're going to be interested in, but hopefully even excited about.
Mm-hmm.
The second phase is getting their web presence established. Whatever websites necessary, get those up. Whatever social media accounts, get those up. And focus on just getting everything, you know, set up in a fashion that's going to be search engine friendly, but is also going to be user friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I've had individuals, they had very content heavy sites, which were great for Google, but when an individual got on there, it was chaotic.
Yeah, no, it's awful. I've seen that a lot too.
Yeah. And so knowing how to get the right presence established on the web. But the third is the most important phase, where students get the most results. is learning how to get consistent traffic, drive the kind of traffic that is unique and that is specific to their market that they're targeting, and then how to convert it. Which links are going to work and complement each other, which links are going to actually cannibalize one another,
mm-hmm.
Which are going to be the most profitable based on the conversions that they're getting, which ones are just going to be there for show. It's an oversimplification of what we do, but those are the three base phases that our students will go through. So by the time they're done, they have a business that's up and running, can be very profitable, having worked with a coach.
Okay.
Now, obviously, there's going to be some things in there that you already know, and some things that you're very good at, and that's
mm-hmm.
terrific. That's going to give you that edge. But at the same time, and this applies across the board in any education field, if you ever have an individual that knows a lot about something, sometimes it's hard for them to learn anything new in that, maybe in a different way, or in a way that's more applicable.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the university, I had a lot of professors that were great at teaching me the concepts and the hypothetical, but when it came to the application, not very many of them had applied it in the way that I'd wanted to.
Well, yeah, that's what they say, those who can't teach, right?
Yeah, and so what these coaches are already out there doing it. They have their businesses, they have their income, they can show the students exactly what they're doing. The challenge is when you try to get those same, if not better, results through a third-party individual, then you have all the intangibles, the
mm-hmm.
emotion of that individual, the focus, the time commitment, the effort, the ego, the pride, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we can hope to do is, just do our best on the front end here to make sure that we bring the right people in and give them that opportunity.
Okay, yeah, no, and I understand. And, of course, I mean, it's just like anything. There are habits and you have to break them. And I feel like I'm pretty conscious when I'm getting in my own way. There are things that I'll hear in SEO. If I hear black hat tactics, I'll know them. There are things that I wouldn't compromise on. But at the same time, if it's just something that I haven't tried or I'm unfamiliar with, and I know that Google's not going to slap my website for it, I have no problem trying new things.
Well, of course, our coaches, again, they're doing the things that they teach. So if their businesses are running and they're running full steam on the principles that are working, they're just going to help you to understand those as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be a lot of things that perhaps, outside of the SEO realm that, they've done or learned and apply that maybe you haven't done.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah, because there are a lot of ways to generate traffic.
I mean, you have the most, the key element of any business is the ability to get the traffic. So if you already know how to get the traffic, you've got the most important part tackled. You can go out there and you can fumble around on your own and figure out what to do. You can go out there and get some websites and beta test some of them versus one of another and see which website's going to convert better. You can do all that.
Yeah, okay? Of course. Yeah.
So I guess the question I have is, why spend $13,000 plus with a coach when you can just go out there and again, you've got the key element down of getting traffic.
Yeah, well, and that's, as we talk, I hear that a little bit more too. I guess I didn't realize, the bulk, of course, like you said, traffic is, and I understand that it's the lifeblood of any internet business, especially affiliate marketing. With traffic, even if you screw up pretty bad on content or graphics, as long as you pay attention to your analytics, you can kind of correct. I guess, I didn't realize so much of the coaching program would be based around, fortunately for me, I guess the strongest skill set I think I have, traffic generation. I thought it would be more rounded as far as, talking about conversions, talking about copy, and
oh, absolutely.
Stuff like
those,
that as
those
well.
Things are definitely, yeah, those are definitely covered in depth,
mm-hmm.
but those are things again, where the majority of people that come into this that have no experience at all, where they have to put the majority of their attention is on the marketing side because it's such a, an in-depth process and such a, it's not something that's just a concept, it's a methodology.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to really understand it, not just the principle, but the mindset of it as well. Of course, copy is important.
Of course.
You have bad copy, you're going to waste time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, conversion is important. You can have tons of traffic, and I've seen this where people have gotten a lot of traffic, but they can't convert, to make a nickel.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the driving force behind any business, not even just online, but a restaurant, a hardware store,
mm-hmm.
is traffic. So, I mean, the coaches could say, okay, you got the traffic part done. They could put all the emphasis on the other things. But again, we're talking about investing $13,000 plus for that kind of help. Why not just take $10,000 and throw it at the market and see what happens?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, and
I'm not saying it's going to save money. It might end up costing more to do it that way.
Yeah. But well, I mean, I could have a lot of sales copy written by professionals for, you know, $10,000, and drive the traffic myself. So that's a good point. And I'm really impressed that you would say that, basically, I don't know, a lot of these coaching programs will take anybody's money and they don't pick and choose. So.
Well, that's the thing. We don't want to make this anything redundant. Now, I've yet to have a student come into this program. And I've had plenty of students that have a lot of marketing background, a lot of experience, and things like that, but that have come in and they learn things, you know, far outside of the box that they're used to. But again, at the same time, we're more focused on the results.
Mm-hmm.
And being, you know, for you to be able to get there, of course you can get there on their own. And I'll even tell somebody that doesn't have any marketing experience, they can get there on their own. They're just going to have to do a lot of studying, you know, on their own time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not a question of what, I mean, somebody had to get there at some point without having had a mentor. Somebody had to be the first.
Of course, of course.
And if somebody could prove that it could be done that way, then it's obviously that it could be done again.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have a head start over most students. So, I mean, that's what it really comes down to is, yes, we can help you to streamline the process. Yes, in investing in tuition, it will save you, potentially save you, I should say, a lot more than you'd probably put out there, or if not, maybe cost the same as what it would on your own.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is going to be we want people that want to learn how to write their own copy. We want people that want to learn how to get their own sites up. We want to learn how to teach people the ins and outs. So if you want to start a second, third, or fourth business, you can do it on your own without having to go find somebody else to do it for you. You can get the business up.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the business going. You can get the income coming in. If that is your only intention, then you have everything that you need with the funding that you already have established, and with your current knowledge, you can go out there and do it.
Mm-hmm.
If your intention is, hey, I want to be able to replicate this time and time again at some point without having to put money into it,
mm-hmm.
that's all this is going to offer to you with the knowledge that you currently have.
Yeah, give a man a fish or teach a man to fish.
That's all it's going to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
With others, it's going to teach them everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to teach them how to fish, and it's going to give them a fish. With this program, all it's going to do for you is teach how to fish in the long run so you can replicate the process, so you can get more sites. You know, Ben and Dave, as you probably know, they've had hundreds of websites active at one time.
Yeah.
That's how they got to that level where they broke $1 million in a year.
Yeah.
But they did almost all of those on their own because to get a site up, you know, using a free theme like a WordPress theme or a very inexpensive template theme or something like that, that's not hard.
No,
and,
no.
And, you know, to find a good domain name, that's not hard. To find a focus, once you know how to find the focus, and again, that's one of the key elements, the coaches will show you how to go through the process and make sure that it's going to be built to last. So all those things are elements of the program.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, if you're just looking to get a business going that's going to make money, you have everything you need right there.
Yeah, and so I guess now that we've covered that, I would like to talk a little bit. Would you be my coach, or would somebody else be my coach in this?
No, the coaches have a lot more experience than I do. I'm just here to make sure that they have the best students.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Because I really don't mean offense by this, but it's going to be an offensive statement anyway around it. Ben and Dave, the material that I found you guys through was they're called their six figure program, $27. You know, just
yeah. Just
throwing something out there, taking a look at it, seeing if there's anything new. And frankly, I don't, you know, if I got a coach like that, one of those two guys, I don't think they would have anything to teach me. I think they probably made a big chunk of their money in this, you know, selling people on their six-figure income or their six-figure program or their old coaching or a lot of those different things, just because I know for a fact going through the SEO, the pay-per-click, which I'm not even really well-versed in anymore, and all of it was extremely out of date. So I guess my biggest fear signing up would be that I would get a coach that, you know, is they make their money off of students like me instead of making their money in the industry.
Okay. Well, and that's the thing. Ben and Dave, you know, they're great guys, and you're right. They did make the majority of their wealth after the first, because they have documented, they made their first million with affiliate marketing solely.
Mm-hmm.
With all their sites. But, I mean, talking to you, 100-plus sites that are involved.
Yeah.
So with that, you know, that after that, a lot of it does come from the six-figure kit, the $27 purchase, the claim cash program, and all their other affiliate links. They made tons and tons of income just from, you know, some of their Amex links alone. But, you know, and that's the thing. Ben and Dave, they're not the coaches. Ben and Dave, they look to these coaches and they learn from the coaches. Mm-hmm. But Ben and Dave are the ones that are kind of the face out there.
Yeah, no, and I understand that. And, yeah, and I can understand that too. But, you know, of course, affiliate marketing 5-6 years ago was a completely different ballgame than it is now too. You know, there are a lot of things that held true, but at the same time, traffic was so much easier. It was so much cheaper to come across when you're talking about pay-per-click and stuff like that. Competition was so much lower. So I wish I'd gotten into it more then. You know, I wanted to go back and get my degree, like I said. So yeah, I guess I would be really interested to know more about, you know, who I might be coached by, kind of, you know, what I would expect to see of their experience level. And, you know, I saw in the testimonials, there was a great deal of variety from people, you know, people doing e-commerce, and people doing different types of affiliate marketing. And I know you said that a program is structured around me, but obviously if I want to learn more about affiliate marketing, I wouldn't, you know, I know e-commerce takes a lot of knowledge as well, but they don't translate perfectly. A lot of things carry over. But you know, if I want to learn about affiliate marketing, I want to know that I would have someone that was very successful in affiliate marketing, not just successful in another aspect of internet marketing.
Well, again, the coaches are successful with affiliate marketing. They have to be, in order to be a coach in any over any field or any area, the coaches have to be experts in that field. So we have coaches that are eBay experts,
mm-hmm.
That have become, you know, platinum power sellers on eBay. We have coaches that are dropshipping experts.
Uh-huh.
We have coaches that are, you know, experts in, you know, different types of online business, you know, from Amazon and classifieds to traditional websites, you know, info marketing, things like that. But anybody that's going to be an affiliate marketing coach who's going to take on students that are going to learn affiliate marketing, they have to be affiliate marketing experts as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a must-have because, first of all, even those that are dropshipping experts, they're doing affiliate marketing.
Yeah, of course.
It'd be silly of them not to. Okay? Why would you want all this traffic coming in for your products and not even put other ads on there to supplement that income? So it's just, you know, it'd be ridiculous if they didn't. But all the coaches that teach affiliate marketing are affiliate marketing experts. If there's a coach that teaches eBay, he's an eBay expert as well. If
mm-hmm.
he teaches dropshipping, you know, same kind of thing. So this majority of our students that have come to us in the last 2 years, and this isn't just with Ben and Dave as our partner, this is with other partners. We have Robert G. Allen, which a lot of people have heard of and a lot of people have not. You know, we have
I'm actually familiar with him, yeah.
Yeah, he's one of our partners as well. We've actually worked with him longer than anybody else.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Yeah, it's all on our site. On prospering.com, you can see some of the other partners as well, some of the bigger names and some of the ones. You know, Ken Blanchard, who wrote the, you know, the 1 Minute Manager, I'm sure you've seen him in school, you know, at least his presence somewhere in the business classes. But we partner with him as well to teach entrepreneurship. So these partners that we work with, they obviously have the name, but they come to us because we have the program that is designed to get results.
Mm-hmm. That is, yeah, and that's very interesting. Also, I guess, how often, I know you said that we can set up more of a proactive and more of a reactive where they call me weekly. How often would I have access to a coach if I signed up?
The coaches call you on a weekly schedule, but between those weekly sessions that you have unlimited access to help. If you want to call in every day several times a day, we encourage you to do so. The only day you don't reach a coach is on Sundays.
Okay, and so is that the same coach, or am I going to hit multiple different coaches and there are files kept so that they can kind of be up to speed with me, or how exactly does that work?
The coaches that call you on a weekly schedule are the same coach.
Okay.
When you call in for help, you're going to call what's called a resource line, and that will direct you to whichever coaches are available. And, yes, they do have a central database of notes, so they can refer back to it when you're on the phone to see what the last coach talked with you about and so on.
Okay.
I actually recommend to the students, you know, because you do have the ability to call your coach directly, but I recommend to the students call the 800 number
mm-hmm.
because it's good to work with other coaches. It's good to get different perspectives. It's like having a team of, you know, experts. You know, I watch a lot of UFC and MMA fighting, and these fighters, they don't have just one coach.
Mm-hmm.
They have a boxing coach and a jiu-jitsu coach and a wrestling coach. And, you know, they have a lot of different coaches that are able to work with them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very beneficial to the students.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess that answers all my questions. Like I said, unfortunately, my wife couldn't make it, so I'm going to have to discuss it with her. And
yeah.
Is there anything else you know that you think I should know in making my decision?
I think you should definitely spend some time on our website.
Okay.
If you haven't been there already, on prospering.com.
Yeah, no, I'm actually on it right now, and I was on it a little with Issa on the phone as well.
Good. You can look at some of the, if you're under the About Us section, you'll see partners, another link there, partners link you can click on. And there's two parts to that partners page. Let me actually tell you real quick.
Okay.
You say you're on there right now?
Yes, I see it. I see Robert G. Allen, Ken Blanchard, Stephen Cooper. Yeah, I see a lot of these guys.
Okay, so let's see. Did you click on the pictures at the bottom, or did you click on the little tab at the top right?
No, I haven't clicked on the pictures yet. I just clicked
okay,
on the
tab.
Yeah.
So the tab gives a full list of, well, this isn't even a full list, but it's a lot of our partners.
Mm-hmm.
We have others that are on there that are not even mentioned, some smaller names. But you see Ben and Dave, they kind of just blend in there. Anthony Morrison is probably, in a certain demographic, more popular than Ben and Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here, another one, Mike Filsaime, another big name in the online world.
Yeah, he's
world.
Huge. He's huge, yeah.
Yep, Robert Allen. Let's see here. Some of these I'm not even that familiar with because they're more in the personal development realm, and that's not the division that I'm over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over the wealth division. So Joe Vitale, I know Joe Vitale, and most people do if they've ever heard of The Secret or they're familiar with The Law of Attraction.
Of course,
he's one of the bigger names behind that. Carol Tuttle, I'm not familiar with her. I should probably learn. Philip Taroni, I've learned a little bit about him. Greg Stefaniak, he calls himself the Polish Forex guy he's a Polish guy. He's got a really heavy Polish accent, but he teaches Forex all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Silva Life System, the selfgrowth.com, those are both personal development. The Midwest Center, that's for individuals that suffer from anxiety and depression and things like that get help and want to kind of have more personal development. Kristen Howe, another personal development name. The biggest name there, though, is Joe Vitale.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen Howe has her following. She was a little bit of a movie star for a little bit.
Yeah, well, and
Don Commuta, he's a personal finance guy. If you ever heard of Transforming Debt into Wealth, that's who that is.
Yeah.
Patty Galconi is a publishing company that we work with them exclusively.
Yeah, and I'd say, the names that stand out to me the most are Robert Allen and Mike Filsaime. Mike Filsaime, at the same time, it's the same kind of thing. I feel like he got started really early. I remember I signed up for one thing with him once. I think it was like pay.com, signed up, put a product on there, and I was getting emails from him like three times a day. So which for me, just, I don't know. I don't think you can do that to people in email marketing and be successful. And now they're all in my spam folder because he's been flagged as spam so many times that he's just in everybody's spam folder now. I'm sure he has a lot of insight and a lot to share because, I mean, he owns so many, I can't even imagine how many millions upon millions of dollars he has because he has so many different projects. And even just pay.com alone competing against ClickBank in that marketplace, being able to establish yourself to the size that site is now. That site alone has to make a ton of money. So that's, that's very interesting. I didn't see that when I was on the phone with Issa.
So, I encourage you on the left side, as you clicked on the About Us link, underneath the partners, there's an FAQ page that I think answers some of the questions that you even have now.
Mm-hmm.
One of these, I'm already successful. Not saying that you are, but it's kind of along the lines of as far as knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already successful. What can you do for me? Kind of answers that. And, what are the coaches? What are you going to do for me that others can't or won't do? And so, some of those questions will be answered there. And you'll see, as you come down the page, you'll see the Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp link. Click on that. That's about a 40-minute video. Better Business Bureau rating, satisfaction rate, Ernst & Young award. There's a lot of really good things on there.
Mm-hmm.
To familiarize yourself with the site will kind of give you a glimpse into the caliber of coaches that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Our coaches don't read out of books.
Mm-hmm.
Our coaches, and I say that because there are coaching programs out there, more in the real estate world that I've seen and in the personal finance world, where they literally will just read a curriculum out of a book.
Yeah.
And you know what? If I wanted to read out a book, I would just buy the book.
Yeah, for $12. Yeah, I agree completely. I feel that about a lot of my college education, trust me.
Oh, well, you know, that's a whole other thing where my wife and I, she has a master's in communication disorders, and that's a little debate we have every now and again when she brings that up. Because I never, and I'm not going to say I'm proud of it, but I'm not embarrassed about it. I never finished my college degree because I wanted to get more into business than I did learning about business.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand that completely. I understand, and I felt that so many times going through college, and it just got to the point I just wanted the piece of paper for security. I didn't feel like I was learning a whole lot. I just knew that society places a lot of emphasis on that, and if anything ever falls out, there are a lot of pitfalls in entrepreneurship that I would have something to fall back on so that I would always have, you know, a sure thing and be able to line up a job.
And unfortunately, they do put too much emphasis on the piece of paper.
No, they really, really do. It's incredible. It's ridiculous. I agree completely, and I don't fault you for not finishing your college education at all, because I almost dropped out a couple times.
Well, I told my wife, I said, I'm going to go back as soon as my businesses are more self-sustaining, as soon as I can kind of step away and not have to be, because I've actually been through the coaching program for real estate investing, and I've been doing that almost 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I went through for option trading with Stephen Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing that for about 7 years now. I do online business, affiliate marketing, did drop shipping to eBay. I do a little bit of all that. I'm kind of a multiple streams junkie. You know,
that's very good.
Yeah, and so when I get everything kind of established and more running itself and, you know, get the investment properties where I want them to be and all that, I'm going to go back to school, but not for a degree that I plan on using, you know, for monetary gain, just because I'm fascinated with law, business law especially, and I'm going to probably get a law degree.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll probably get a culinary degree because I love to cook.
Yeah.
You know, just things. Because, you know, you can't really learn cooking from a coach over there.
No, I wouldn't say so.
And we don't plan on going that way anytime soon.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I think when you see some of the partners, it'll answer a lot of questions. It'll open up more questions as well.
Okay.
So talk with your wife about it. Maybe have her look at the site with you and, you know, click around and see if anything catches your attention. There's some good videos. You know, Joe Vitale, under his partner page, has got some really interesting videos. Stephen Cooper, and I know we're not talking options trading here, but to help you kind of understand a little bit about the partnership here, Robert Allen's more of a big name, and in my opinion, he's become more of a celebrity than a business person
mm-hmm.
at this point in his career and his life.
Mm-hmm.
But Stephen Cooper's the kind of guy, he's just down to earth, and he's an options trading expert. He used to be a chiropractor, so he went the route of formal education and business and was very successful already as a chiropractor, but he got hurt. You know, just recreationally, couldn't be a chiropractor anymore, and dove into what was a hobby at the time and turned it into his new career, which is option trading.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's actually there on the day-to-day doing options trading, and when we coach the students, they can see how the same things that he's doing already are able to translate into their own portfolios.
Mm-hmm.
And I love option trading. I love the reality of it. I love the consistency of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my favorite stream of income. Real estate, I think, is my first love. It's where I started. It's where
I'd love to get into that someday. I really would. It's something I love houses. I love real estate. And I just love this. Well, I shouldn't say stability, but, you know, I feel like in this economy, even owning properties is probably one of the safest investments you can make, because you're always going to have the equity. Even if it droops a little, you're always going to have that equity.
Well, especially if you're getting in now,
yeah.
The prices this is where you're only going to go up from here.
Yeah, yeah. So that, I mean, you guys have an incredible spread of services, and I'm truly really impressed. Honestly, I wasn't expecting this, especially after talking on the phone with Issa for a half an hour. No offense to the guy, but I've been in multiple aspects of sales, and if I wasn't as interested as I was, I don't think this ever would have made it this far. I almost fell asleep like 4 times on the call with him. He just didn't give me answers. I'm a data oriented, I'm an answer oriented guy. And when you just keep deferring me, you know, say, well, you know, basically my boss can tell you that. Well, then why am I not on the phone with your boss yet?
He's just here to protect my time as much as possible.
And I understand that too.
Yours.
Yeah, I understand that too. And so, I'll take a deeper look into that. I want to talk to you, or really quick, I want to ask something that I didn't write down because I didn't think I would be that interested, but now talking with you, I am. What are the price ranges again? I know the aggressive is 12 to 15, correct?
We have, so when Isa gave you these ranges, and I'm not even going to break them into, you know, three groups like he did. He was just telling you where the average students have come in the past.
Okay.
We have programs that are as aggressive as, most aggressive program I've ever brought somebody in was a real estate program that we no longer offer, but I'm going to tell you that it existed. It was a $26,000 program.
Okay.
And it was for real estate investing, and it covered all different levels. But for specifically e-commerce, and when I say e-commerce, I mean it could be just affiliate marketing or
yeah,
or
no, I understand. I understand.
The most aggressive program that I will bring a student into is just under $15,000, like $14,500, I want to say.
Okay.
The most conservative program for the one-on-one that I'll bring a student in, if it's something they can handle, is just about $8,000. Now, we do have more conservative programs, but they go to a group coaching level at that point.
Oh.
And, you know, if somebody had no experience, group coaching is still great.
Mm-hmm.
But for anybody that has any experience, they're going to be kind of, you know, like the smart kid in class.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's just not going to be anything that's as enjoyable. So when you're talking about the range, 8 to 15 is a safe place, and it could be anywhere in between.
Okay.
And it first comes down to your comfort level. If you say, you know what, I want to put 15,000 into it, but let's see if that works, I'll build programs at 15 and 13 and 12, and we'll go down as low as you want. But if your comfort level is, you know what, I don't really feel comfortable putting 15 into it, let's talk about something closer to 10, I'll build something closer to 10.
Mm-hmm.
But then what I'll do is I'll build several different ones so you can see for yourself, okay, here's the difference in this one versus that one, and I don't need that resource, or I would like this one over here. But that's something that obviously will come if you decide whether or not this is even in line with your goals at all.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And also, okay, and that covers you know, even an $8,000 program, that covers a year, correct?
All programs are 1 year.
Okay. Yeah, I even some of the big guys I follow, I don't know if you're familiar with Pat Flynn with Smart Passive Income.
He's really
blown up over the past year. But I've talked to him. He's an incredible guy. And I know even he does coaching courses still, and his business makes, his affiliate marketing business makes 40 to 50 grand a month. So, I'm not at all opposed to that. I need to weigh, you know, whether I put this investment in now or whether I put it somewhere else, get that investment generating investment, and I put it in then. I feel like, you know, you can never stop learning, and the kind of mentors that are tied to this program, they seem pretty legitimate. So as long as I didn't get a hold of Ben or Dave, I think I'd be all right.
There's only one resource that ever deals with Ben and Dave, and that's a quarterly conference call with them.
Okay.
And, you know, I'll even attend those, you know, just because it's enjoyable to kind of interact with other students as well. But, you know, to be very frank, there are plenty of people in the world outside of even Prosper that know affiliate marketing are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of great coaching programs out there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people come to us because they know kind of the reputation,
mm-hmm.
and we have a 13-year history, and they can see all of the backup on that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's plenty of other programs out there that I've never done, but I've talked to people that have done well with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a matter of finding what's going to fit your needs.
Yeah. No, I really, really appreciate your time, Jason. It was a lot more insightful than I expected it to be, honestly. I'm not going to lie to you. I wasn't expecting a whole lot, but I figured, well, I got the time, and it's worth looking into. The last thing I want to ask you about is, I know there's some kind of guarantee. I know personally, because I've been researching in this industry a long time, seen a lot of people just give up, and I'm not going to be that kind of person. So given, you know, the fact that I put forth the effort, and I put in the hours, and I do as I'm told, I understand there's some sort of guarantee in place for Prosper, correct?
Yeah, I'm actually glad you said it the way you did about people giving up.
Mm-hmm.
The way that ours is set up, it's not a guarantee, it's a warranty.
Okay.
You understand, not to insult, but do you understand the difference between a guarantee and a warranty, kind of generalizing across the board everywhere in the world?
Just in my opinion, a guarantee, you know, off the top of my head, a guarantee can be abused a lot easier than a warranty can. Something has to break before you can trade it in for a warranty.
Well, it's a warranty has contingencies, whereas
mm-hmm.
a guarantee is steadfast.
Guaranteed
okay. never to rust. Gold will never rust. It's guaranteed, right?
Yeah.
So I can guarantee it will never rust no matter what you do to it.
Uh-huh.
Now, a warranty is something that says this metal is guaranteed or is warranted not to rust so long as you don't do this, this, and the other.
Yeah.
So it's got it has contingencies there. With warranty, ours is a warranty of service. It says if at very least you have not recouped the entire value of your tuition within 1 year from today while keeping all of the key commitments. There's the contingency right there.
Mm-hmm.
We will continue to work with you through the Success Center for an additional year at our expense.
I see. Okay.
So what it's saying is you have to do your part.
Mm-hmm. No, and I understand that pretty clearly. I think it's interesting that there's no money back per se. It's just added effort.
That's the point I wanted to make. Yep, the point I wanted to make about that, I'm glad you reminded me of that, because that's exactly what I was saying before. We don't want a money-back guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. First of all, in our specific industry, and this is just, you know, whether or not you ever work with us, at least so you can understand when you look at other programs, you kind of put them in one of two categories. You have the business opportunity realm, and you have the business education realm.
Mm-hmm.
The business education realm mirrors very closely to traditional post-secondary education, tech schools, universities, things like that, but they're not accredited. Business opportunity are get rich quick, get rich overnight. That's when in a business opportunity field, you will see money back guarantees on. Now we can offer money back guarantees on things like, the six-figure kits, ebooks of our partners and things like that. But when it comes to the actual education side, the money back guarantees usually are on the BizOp side.
Mm-hmm.
BizOp is very highly regulated. When you hear of, I don't know if you remember back in the day, Don LaPree, he was one of the first people I ever saw. I actually did his program where I tried to get a 900 number for sports scores back when I was younger, and it would just flop. And he talked about placing these tiny little ads, and I think he actually is in prison, if not passed on, you know, recently.
Nice.
But he was kind of a biz op guru.
Uh-huh.
He was kind of that get-rich-overnight kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole industry that is kind of the tainted industry of business growth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the evil twin to the business education side.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good companies out there that will educate, and they have results-based education, but it's exactly that. So the reason we don't have a money-back guarantee, number one, is because the minute we start doing anything like that, we start going in the biz op realm, and we're under a different set of regulations by the government.
Okay.
You see? So in order to be in the business education field, there's certain things you have, certain rules you have to follow. You can't give a money-back guarantee.
Okay.
Not on a coaching. You can on products. Secondly, we don't want those kind of people that say, oh, money-back guarantee. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, no.
And
yeah.
I'll get my money back.
Yeah.
And I can't say that I haven't done that in my life. I'm sure there was times, you know, little things here and there where, you know, there was a company that I don't know if you've ever heard of Direct Buy.
I did. I have heard of Direct Buy, yeah.
Yeah. So I went in there with my wife, just we were curious, and I had this individual, nice people, great people, but they were trying to, you know, put the hard sell on me, and I don't know, I just never liked sales.
I've never liked hard sales. Yeah, they pissed me off.
Yeah, and so it was, they basically said, if I don't sign up today, and I walk out the door with my wife, I couldn't sign up again for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, that stinks. I want to sign up, you know, tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, we're hungry. We haven't come to eat yet.
Yeah.
So I signed up with the intention of knowing that, hey, you know, I'll give it a try for, you know, a few days. And if I don't like it, I have the right to cancel.
Yeah.
But why waste the effort and time? So we say to people, hey, if you want to do this, you let us know. But we're going to commit for a year.
Yeah.
We're going to give you everything you need for the year. We need your full commitment for the year. We don't need you to start looking after a month outside or start, you know, shuffling your feet or kind of playing with your pen that you're bored now. We don't want those short-term commitment individuals. When I was in the military, I didn't have the ability to get out once I signed up.
Yeah.
And that got me all the way through. I became a civil engineer. I hate engineering, but I became a civil engineer. and so what we're looking for is just those people that say, you know, kind of burn the boats. You've heard the...
I understand exactly what you're saying, yeah.
You're now more the educated one than I am because you have the degree. So you probably have covered... I don't know if it was, the Greeks or whoever were invading, but they burned their boats, their ships,
mm-hmm.
so that they could only invade forward and push forward. They couldn't retreat.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we want that kind of mindset.
Yeah.
So we tell people, take as long as you need to. Decide whether or not there's a company you want to work with. Call us 100 times and ask questions if you need to. Once somebody gets started, we want to make sure that they're in it for the long haul.
Yeah, no, I understand that. And I have a pretty large amount of respect for that. I think another reason, I had kind of a negative mindset coming into this is because Ben and Dave endorsed it, and their program is, it's awful. I mean, it's horrible. Like when you sign up, you know, it's $27, but they won't even give you website templates unless you go through the Brain Host, they're an affiliate for. And it used to be PowWeb, and then after that it was HostGator. But now, unless, you know, I have my own hosting, I know how to build a website, you know, give me access to the stuff. And then I got in their members area and everything was out of date. Now, you know, for someone that I feel like a coaching program like this is probably, you know, just as oriented for, if not personally, I think more so for people that already have established expertise and knowledge to come in and really fine tune that versus newbies. You know, someone with the experience level I have, seeing them endorse you guys is just really put a bad taste in my mouth on the front end. Really, really bad taste.
Yeah, I agree with almost every single thing you said there, because, you know, I've looked through it thoroughly, and like I said, they're nice guys. They're easy to get along with, but the majority of the people that look into our program are not the ones with the experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so they try to keep it as simple and generic as possible. And yes, they do make money on the hosting. I think, are we with BrainHost now? Is that who they're saying?
Yeah, BrainHost has a
set. BrainHost every other week.
Yeah, pretty much any scam artist, well, you know, anybody that's not, I shouldn't say scam artist because they're not all that bad, but, you know, anybody that is, you know, giving outdated, you know, information that's not really useful these days is pushing BrainHost, because BrainHost has a 75% recurring commission on all of their sales, which if you're an affiliate for them, it's awesome. But I've been with HostGator for years, and I would never recommend anybody besides them, because I've been with PowWeb, I've been with IXWeb or whatever it is, and HostGator's customer service blew my mind. I mean, it's incredible how good they are, and I would never endorse anybody other than that, no matter what the commission was, even if it HostGator paid half the commission, because they've treated me so well, and I know they'll treat whoever I send their way that well. Now, you know, just because someone gives a 75% commission, if that's the basis for you suggesting someone to me and saying, they literally say, don't ask us, they literally say in one of their videos, don't ask us if, don't email us and ask us if you can sign up for another host. You can't. You have to go through BrainHost. We've been with a lot of hosting companies, and you have to use these guys. So what did I just buy your product for if I have HostGator? You know, now I have to give you a $150 commission on my $225 sale because you want me to sign up with BrainHost. To me, that's, you know, frankly, and pardon my French, but it's a bunch of bullshit. And stuff like that, I feel like you guys are running a pretty legitimate company, honestly. A big financial investment, but I think I would get my money's worth if I chose to go that route. But, you know, with someone like that on the front end that's, you know, just pushing you guys, it just looks like another really good paying affiliate offer that they're pushing.
Well, and I agree with you on that. A couple things I just, again, I like my students and potential students to be well-informed, to see things from all sides.
Mm-hmm.
And not to defend, you know, the use of BrainHost versus HostGator. I love HostGator. I'm an affiliate of HostGator. I actually did the in-house and the Commission Junction version.
Mm-hmm.
Commission Junction is a flat $100, and the in-house was up to $150 if I got over 10 a month. So, I mean, I do very well with that. And I like seeing my email saying, hey, you've earned another affiliate commission on HostGator.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say BrainHost? I meant HostGator.
Yeah. No, you said HostGator.
Okay. Now, for my site, I actually use Bluehost.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with them as well. Pat Flynn, who I mentioned, is a big, you know, he pushes BrainHost pretty hard because that's who he's with, and that's who he's always been with, and that's who he endorses.
Yeah. So Bluehost is kind of a lesser-known hosting company.
Mm-hmm.
I got 2 years of hosting with a domain name. They give you a free domain name, which I kind of like.
Uh-huh.
That was like $92. And I could have gotten something similar through HostGator, but one of my colleagues here that has his sites, he recommended Bluehost, and I found it very easy to deal with. However, when we first started doing the affiliate marketing, when we first started partnering with Benedave about 2 years ago, we were using HostGator.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But with the number of people signing up for the six-figure kit, for the number of people getting hosting and domain name and this and that and the other, the customer service issues were through the roof, and we felt that HostGator was, personally, for one-offs here and there, you and I,
mm-hmm.
they're great. But when they're dealing with the volume of customer service issues, they were terrible.
Interesting.
At that volume only, though.
Very interesting.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of issues on a weekly or monthly basis.
Is this for like? Is this specifically for like your reseller account, or is it just for those people as? Because I mean, if they sign up through my affiliate link, obviously they're still an individual just as much as I am. So I'm confused why.
Well, yeah, we had some special company agreements. I don't know what they were. I wasn't involved in them.
Yeah.
But we had some things that we had HostGator do specifically for us that they wouldn't do for others because of the volume that we brought in and the kind of the help we needed and the tech support and things like that. So we had some agreements, and those agreements just weren't being fulfilled as quickly as we needed to be. We switched to BrainHost partly because I think BrainHost is owned by a colleague of mine that used to work with me here, as a matter of fact. I think it's these two brothers, that twin brothers that used to work here. I think they started BrainHost years ago, and they came back, you know, to the owners of our company and said, hey, here's our hosting company, try us out. So we went to them. It wasn't a, I don't think it was a Ben and Dave decision. I think it was a Prosper decision just because, hey, you're friends of ours, let's see if it's any good. Then we decided, okay, let's go back to HostGator because HostGator said, hey, we'll fix all the problems. We went back to them. And then I think Ben and Dave started making decisions, okay, let's use this one versus that one. Both of them were paying commissions. I mean, we were making, I think our HostGator commissions are $150 a sign-up.
Yeah, they're not that high anymore, but they used to be pretty damn high, which is how they got to the size they are these days.
The commissions on even the internal? I thought they still were.
They might be. I haven't looked at them in a while, honestly, but I last time I checked, and it wasn't, I didn't check the ranges, you know, if you refer this many, you get this many more, but.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a tiered scale.
Yeah, of course,
of course.
You
start, I think, at only 50.
Yeah.
So, which is great about Commission Junction. I tell everybody, hey, if you want to try HostGator's affiliate program for a while, start with Commission Junction because no matter how many or how few you get, you'll get $100. So if you only get one, you get $100, but you get a 10, you get 1,000. Now, if you think you can consistently get over 10, then you want to switch to the in-house because it'll pay you $50 more.
Of course.
Per individual. So, I mean, there's the trade-offs there, of course. But, you know, we flip-flop between HostGator and BrainHost, and we've had issues with both.
Yeah.
You know, on the low level with just people like you and I, and even some that have small business accounts, HostGator is amazing. You can't really top them. But for what we were trying to build, it was just too complex a process for either of them to handle. So, you know, it's whoever we like more that month.
I understand that. And I feel like I've gotten you off track. I really appreciate talking with you. It's very clear, obviously, that you know your stuff, so I can't imagine, you know, what it would be like working with some of the coaches too. So I really, really appreciate your time, Jason. I really do. It's been very, very insightful and, like I said, much more enjoyable than I expected it to be.
Terrific. Well, let me have you take down my number, have you look at the sites with your wife a little bit. If you have questions, touch base with me. I'll even give you my email if you just would rather email me.
Okay, I'm ready.
The number is 800-748-5199.
Okay.
My extension is 4072. And okay. My email is the letter J followed by Conklin, C-O-N-K-L-I-N.
Okay.
So jconklin@prospering.com.
All right.
And like I said, if you have any questions, you can email me. You can you know, leave me a voice messaging and let's base with you from there.
All right. I really appreciate it.
All right, Ian. Well, it's been a pleasure. You have a great weekend and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.